you know, McDonald's, folks, is one company, one big company, that goes out of its way to avoid controversy. Over the years, they've decided that there are certain TV shows, certain radio programs that they simply will not advertise on because
they're
too controversial. Well, they've stepped directly into a controversy on the heels of the tragic death of company CEO James Cantalupo, who died in Orlando yesterday, while preparing to speak to a group of franchisees. Some restaurants in the chain, particularly in Florida, because he died in Orlando, lowered their flags to half staff. That has angered more than one veterans group, particularly in South Florida. They say the flag shouldn't be lowered for the death of a non-veteran or a non-government employee.
Isn't that missing the point? Wouldn't you think they'd be more likely to want to keep it quiet that the head of McDonald's died of a heart attack?
Well,
that's not great advertising, is it, for your product?
Yeah, but how do you keep it secret when he's getting ready to speak to a public gathering?
I also think it's not really seeing, you know, who the truly powerful people are in the world. That, you know, McDonald's, I mean, this guy, first of all, I mean, come on, he deserves as much respect as a veteran, especially after what he went through in the Burger Wars a few years back, you know what I mean? And there were no parades for them. And I think the first time that McDonald's lowered their flags to a half-mast was when they opened, and you know, commemorating the death of cuisine altogether.
That's terrible. Well, you know, do they have a McDonald's flag? I have no
idea.
Yeah,
it's got the M on it.
Why don't they just lower that and don't lower the American flag?
No, I agree with you, but I think they're, you know, McDonald's is just short of having its own military arm. Really, I mean, they're that big and they're that international.
Are they putting fixed bayonets on, chasing people into the store?
Well, they're certainly shoving hamburgers down their throats in every corner of the world. Not like really shoving them through, but, you know, just sort of like, you know, eat McDonald's. People eat it all over the world all the time.
And they're very contemporary now. You know, I'm loving it. That's their latest.
We got salads
really?
Now.
But people are not loving it. People are not. I mean, people are criticizing it.
Oh, they criticize it.
They always criticize.
People have been criticizing McDonald's since the day they opened. But
has anybody eaten a McDonald's salad? Didn't I read somewhere that with all the dressing and the cheese and whatever else in there, it has kind of more calories in the McDonald's salad than in, you know, one of their burgers?
More fat
or more calories in the salad? You may as well go and have the big Whopper.
The Big Mac, the Whopper.
Yeah, the Whopper.
That's how much junk food I eat. I can't even tell them.
I stopped eating McDonald's years ago because I saw a piece of comic art that changed my life about the way they manufactured their meat. And then after I read Fast Food Nation,
that blew my mind.
But I'll tell you, the weird thing about Schlosser's book, though, is that, like, it really, you know, there are certain parts of it where you really have a tremendous amount of respect and sort of like...
For whom?
For the way that McDonald's came about, for the entrepreneurial spirit of it, and before it was franchised, and also for the dude who develops the potatoes for McDonald's. That sort of success story about that guy, Jewel, and how they created this very specific potato only to make the McDonald's fries as consistent as they are, and that they're only cut fresh. And, like, there are some things I miss about McDonald's, and that would be the fry and just the plain...
the fry.
Yeah, the fry.
The one fry.
And the cheeseburger.
See, I came up on fast food.
Yeah.
I came up, and this was right when fast food had begun to spread out nationally, even before McDonald's. There's a place called Val.
People began to spread out nationally.
Well, yeah. And in those days, you know, kids ran around so much, they burned up all the calories they ate from McDonald's anyway.
I remember when the Big Mac came out.
Yeah.
Don't you? And it had that cardboard ring around it, that had 100% pure beef on it,
the
Big Mac.
Yeah. All beef patties and all of that. But now, and I'm sure that I think the one place where they started the controversy raised the flag back up again. But I guess it's just another sign that, you know, the country is obsessed with symbolism.
Yeah, and I guess that
and
the
fast food.
The golden arches don't rank up there with things that should be saluted
on that level,
respected on that level.
That's right. Ronald McDonald can fly at half staff. A Catholic priest in Wyoming has come up with a novel defense for molesting a teenager back in the early 1980s. Anthony Jablonowski said that he molested this guy, and by the way, he pleaded no contest.
Yeah,
he did it for spiritual reasons. Not for sexual gratification.
Everybody practices differently. You know, I mean, I think that's what he's really saying.
Practices what?
Everyone has a different approach to their faith.
Uh-huh.
What did he do? He hung guys up.
It's a disgusting story.
Yeah, it is kind of nasty.
He gagged them.
We don't have to get into it. Let's say he did sexually abuse and torture this kid.
But to have
he's in his 30s now, by the way.
Yeah, to have that identification in his mind now forever because of this heinous priest who abused him. Now, like, you know, he identifies, you know, religion with pain and guilt,
in
such a deep sexual way that it must almost be like Mel Gibson.
Well, the priest has been sentenced. Now, this is an interesting sentence. From 15 months to 7 years. That's a pretty wide kind of, wide open kind of sentence.
What is that kind of sentence?
It's like a year and 3 months to 7 full years.
Don't they just make a decision, or is it up to him not to...
That's what the judge sentenced him to.
That's bizarre.
It's like zero to life, you know. I mean, it's one of those sentences that just seems to be way too open. And what it implies is he'll be out fairly soon. I mean,
right.
But doesn't it imply that the judge will take the lead from some kind of probation officer or people who assess whether the guy is getting any kind of treatment, therapy, shows any kind of remorse, and they can assess whether the guy is still completely whacked out and screwed up and...
If he's
as
not
it clearly is.
Hurting other inmates' genitals and saying, you know, this is how we pray.
I think we should just be moving on from this.
Well.
I'm even turned off my breakfast water.
Oh, because
your breakfast water?
Because of the story?
Well, I would have coffee
it
if there were a machine around here.
You never ate Egg McMuffins or nothing, too?
When I was a teenager, my parents lived in Hong Kong, and our biggest treat was to eat all those big apple pies and have those chocolate shakes. And I do like the chocolate shakes, and I do like the I do like the fries, but I just trained myself kind of years ago to get off that stuff. I don't think I've been into a fast food place. I'd rather go hungry than I would eat that stuff.
I used to eat Wendy's a lot in high school.
Every now and then, I will get a yen for a McDonald's fish sandwich because I don't eat red meat.
Fish sandwich, interesting.
Yeah.
That's
I'll get the fish sandwich because it's.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know a lot of McDonald's fish sandwich people. The fish witch.
It's better than the other fish.
Isn't it called the fish witch?
It's just called a fish sandwich. They just call it a fish sandwich.
Fish witch, I guess, was boxed ones.
It's a cultural thing, though. I mean, you grow up here, you just can't escape it. I mean, if you grow up in Europe and there's more fast food now, in fact, Britain has the biggest obesity problem in Europe. They've adopted very much American eating habits.
That's one of the first things that we actually ship to you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Usually it comes the other way.
We gave you bad jokes. You gave us fast food. I'm not sure who got the worst end of the deal.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of the worst end of the deal, does the world need another Walmart? There appears to be one growing in Germany, according to an article in Business Week. A company called the Aldi, depending on what part of the country you're from. A chain of stores in Germany has managed to draw both rich and working class people alike through their doors. An astonishing 89% of all the people in Germany shopped in this place during the past year.
Wow. Right, so it's kind of like Target. I love those stores.
Yeah but not even Walmart has that level of
price. Wow, so are they going to go worldwide once they figure out a way to define their uniform and flag?
Yeah, right. I'm wondering if they're going to open one like in suburban Jersey somewhere.
Well, we took pretty well to IKEA. I think if they have like kind of funky, groovy German stuff in there that we can buy, maybe people will like it.
Well, the reason why people shop there in such huge numbers is because of the prices. You can buy stuff like really, really cheap. And they have the superstore concept. You can buy everything from food to trench coats to overalls.
So what's the downside? Why are we debating whether this is a great thing or not? Sounds good.
Well, let's see whether or not they're locking their employees in the stores overnight like Walmart.
Well, you know what? I would say there is better employment practices in Europe than there is here. People will get in Germany at least get health care. They get mandatory 6 weeks vacation. They probably can't open in America because the deals they'll be offering them employees will be too good.
Yeah.
Don't trash the European supermarkets, guys.
It'd be like outsourcing for them to open up places here.
They probably can't afford to do business here.
Yeah. Well, if they're going to pay.
Did you ever buy food at IKEA?
Yeah, meatballs.
Yeah, once.
Those meatballs,
but now
the ginger biscuits.
They have a whole food section. You know, they got the herring, and they got all kinds of, got it all there now, yeah. If you like that kind of weird Swedish food, like our producer, Jonathan. Swede.
Is he Swedish?
Do you eat herring, dude?
I thought he was, like, Finnish.